The Oregon legislature in Salem has formed a joint committee for responding to the COVID-19 pandemic in the state. They met today and yesterday to hammer out a bill to provide immediate financial aid and support to those most in need in the state. Here's Senator Gelser talking about priorities for the legislative package that the joint committee is preparing, followed by Representative Holsey, one of the committee chairs, and then Senator Haywood.
I think, like others, the key is medical capacity and access to medical care and equipment and caring for our healthcare workforce, housing. I think the issues the Chief Justice brought to us earlier, including the authority for the Chief Justice to make some declarations or whatever her function is to do right. That is really important just for the general order of the state. And then the regulatory streamlining to the degree that there can be a pause on license renewals, criminal background checks, again, just a pause so that at the end of the emergency, there's, you know, maybe 90 days after that, everything just gets extended by 90 days past that time. And in terms of anything that we do, I just want to reinforce how important it is that it's targeted and that it's time limited. Our financial resources have to be targeted. As we had that debate earlier today, individuals have significant needs. Businesses have significant needs. And we also have very significant social service needs, domestic violence, child abuse, intellectual disability services that are really struggling right now. So we really have to look at each dollar to see where we get the most bang and we get it to the most need. And anything that we're relaxing that we have all worked so hard and negotiated and put into place really has to be time limited. And we have to understand how exactly the benefit of that outweighs the risk of any of those changes.
These are trying times. People are going to depend on us. And, I think that, that's where it's at. We need rent relief. I actually liked the utility one for providing direct assistance to, low-income households again. Because I keep coming back to the same thing. If this thing lasts 30 days or 60 days, we need to figure out how to keep people safe and healthy. And unfortunately, that means that they probably need to be staying home and quarantine themselves from this virus. And that's sort of the reality of it. And the state of Oregon didn't, cause this virus, and nobody's to really blame for this virus, but it's here and we need to deal with it. So I just really appreciate this group. Like Senator Roblin, I'm honored to try to work together with the co-chairs and try to represent the viewpoint of this committee on recommendations. And I know it's challenging because we don't know how much things are going to cost yet, which things will cost money, whether we're getting resources from the federal government that will take care of some of these things, and then we can be flexible and refocus our dollars in a different direction if it ends up getting taken care of. So it's a moving target. That's why it's confusing. And I appreciate this committee trying its best to hone in on what's important. And I know we'll come out with some good results out of this process that will end up helping Oregonians get through this. We won't be able to help everybody as much as they all want, because we just won't have those kinds of resources within our state budget anyway.
Toward the end of the proceeding today in Salem, one of the state legislators raised the point that there has been confusing guidance from the governor's office to law enforcement at the county and city level, leading to some people already having been pulled over today while driving and ticketed for violating the governor's decree that was issued yesterday, including this example of a mother who was pulled over in Linn County while picking up her child.
Just around the issue of intensity and importance, while we were wrapping up, I received a message from a local attorney where a parent was driving their child to parenting exchange. She was pulled over twice and told that parent exchange is not a sufficient reason to be driving. And so she is not able to pick up her child under threat of arrest. So I think that this issue of getting some clear direction around child exchange is incredibly important. And that has all happened in the last 20 minutes.
What happened?
What city is that in?
Linn County. and this client, this attorney's client, was driving to go pick up her child. She was pulled over, explained it was for a child exchange. Law enforcement said that was not a sufficient reason to be on the road. She needed to go home or be ticketed. She tried again and got arrested by somebody else, got pulled over by somebody else and told the same thing. So we need clear direction.
That's
about this.
There's something
Thank you.
Would you clarify city or county? Because
Lynn County is what this attorney is. I can just read you the text message. Lynn County law enforcement pulling people over and telling them child exchange is not sufficient reason to be driving. Client can't get the child for pickup. I said, for real. She replied, yes. Just happened, pulled over twice. Super timid mom, now scared to keep going. We need clear direction.
Those were excerpts from today's session of the Joint COVID-19 Committee in the Oregon State Legislature. They're expected to issue a legislative package by the end of the week to provide support for medical personnel, small businesses, workers, and families in the state. For KBOO News, this is Jenka Soderberg.